Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to the only radio that matters. BBS Talk Radio. You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on BBS Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? This is Max, and you're listening to the Max on BBS Talk Radio. We got some funky tunes in the background, thanks to Sam. I want to say hi to Sam out in L.A., who's doing the show for me tonight. And always check out bbstalkradio.com. Check it out. You can be a host just like I am here on BBS Talk Radio. All you got to do is call Sam and figure out what you want to do. Have a show and see if it fits into his programming. So definitely check out bbstalkradio.com for more information. Also, as I always start with every show, everyone, Barbara Walters' book tour. She will be in Chicago at the Union League of Chicago Tuesday, May 27th at 11:30 a.m. She's got this date and one more afterwards. She's got Wednesday, May 28th. Tuesday, let's start with Tuesday first. Tuesday, May 27th, 11:30 a.m. at the Union League of Chicago. Preceding that date, she's got Wednesday, May 28th, 7 p.m. at the Pfeiffer Hall in Naperville, Illinois. So please go visit her. Two more days left. Audition, a memoir, fantastic. Get it at Costco for $16.99. Cool book, Barbara Walters. We reverence you. I reverence you. All right, so we got the Barbara Walters book to aside. Hey, if you're going to be in Chicago also, check out some cool restaurants there. Get a pen ready because I'm going to give you a lot of information tonight. We've got Naha. Naha is a fantastic restaurant on 500 North Clark Street in Chicago. Naha. And you can call them for reservations at 312-321-6242. Check out www.naha-chicago.com. That's N-A-H-A, Naha. Cool little restaurant over there. Also, of course, everyone knows Charlie Trotters. I mean, who doesn't know Charlie Trotters? They are also in Chicago. So check out those two great restaurants while you're out there getting your book signed by Barbara Walters. All right, you guys. Well, tonight I've got to tell you. Oh, I've got to tell you one thing first. I just found a website. You can have, you know those like ridiculous t-shirts that have the heart on them that say, I love whatever you want? There's a website that will do them for you. It's called www.ilove.com. Hearts Shirts, HEARTSHIRTS.com. I'm going to have some To The Max shirts made on there. They're a very cool website. You can personalize custom iHeart t-shirts. I love t-shirts, clothing, fantastic place. www.ILoveHeartsShirts.com, HEARTSHIRTS.com. Now, I've got some friends listening who are in Sanibel, Florida. I've got Cindy, Dr. Stu, Chelsea, and Dylan, they're out there burnt by the sun, but listening to the Max. I want to say hi to you right now. I have my niece here. Say hi, Lily.
Hi.
She's sitting right next to me right now on To The Max. She's so cute. She just walked in the room. I've got to tell you, I've got a great show tonight because tonight I've got a man who is a legend in NBA and in the world. I've got for you on tonight's show a very special man whose name is Chocolate Thunder Daryl Dawkins. This guy is so cool. I met him actually through, this is like the 6 degrees of separation that we live in. I was in Florida for SOS Villages, SOSFlorida.com. Check them out. Met Cindy. Cindy invites us all to her house, fantastic house, which is in Delray. And she then invites us to this barbecue and has Robbie Glazier over. And Robbie's like, oh, Max, we got to talk about Daryl. I think you guys would be great together to do a cooking show and so on and so forth. Because I do a cooking show from time to time. So I was like, let's do it, man. Let's meet this legend, this NBA star, Chocolate Thunder, Daryl Dawkins. Not only is he an NBA star, he's a father, an uncle. I think he's got something like 53 nieces and nephews. When he gets on the air, we're going to talk about that. He's an author. He has got, he's a philanthropist. The guy has got so much going on. And I think in the very near future that Daryl and I are going to be having a cooking show. So I want to get Daryl on the line right now. So Sam, if you would, can we please call Daryl Dawkins the Chocolate Thunder man himself? He's known, you guys know him for breaking the backboards, crash, he broke all the glass. I mean, the guy was going to be fined $5,000 per backboard that he broke. famous man, legend, and we got him here on To The Max on BBS Talk Radio.
Yo,
Daryl, what's up? It's Max, and you're live on To The Max on BBSTalkRadio.com. What's going on?
To the making it, Max. How you doing, man?
Good. I was just dropping how you're like a poet, you're an author, you're a father, you're an NBA star, you're an uncle, you're a philanthropist, you're a coach. You've got like a million things going on, and not only are you all those, but you're also a chef, right?
Hey, man, I'm a chef. I got recipes that'll blow them away. I'm trying to tell them I'm always in there like swimwear. They just got to know it, you know?
They got to know it for sure. Now, you know, I was just telling all my listeners out there that you and I had a meeting at my agent's office, Abrams, in New York, just last week, and how we were talking about that you and I might be doing a cooking show together.
Hey, man, you know what? I would enjoy doing this cooking show with you. I don't even believe people are ready for the recipes we got. You know, on TV, they want to see each other beat each other to death. We ain't got no beat 'em up, cook 'em up show yet. But me and you, I think we can entertain people to the jet-setting style. You know, we going to do that.
We not only are we going to do it, but forget the recipes. We got some crazy ass techniques. Now, you were telling me, you guys got to realize, I walked into Abrams to their big office on the 27th floor in New York. Now, I'm like 6 feet tall. And I walk in, and there's a man that's 6'11". You're
6'11". 6'11", 295 pounds of steel and sex appeal, baby.
All right, now that's not enough, all right? Daryl's like, he speaks Italian. I speak Italian, too. So we were dropping some Italian. You know, it was early in the morning. He drove in. I drove in. It was like we were doing our thing. And he's like, I got to tell you a crazy story. So, Daryl, I want you to tell my listeners about the time when you had this hot fly chick that you thought was going to be your wife, that you were ready to suck her toes.
Hey, man, this girl was so pretty. All under her toenails was pretty. I was about ready to blow her toenails off. And I went to her. I told her, I said, look, baby, I said, yeah, I know all these other guys who laugh at you. I said, but I can cook, baby. I'm going to cook for you. She said, what? You can cook? I said, yeah. I bought a brand new condo. I cook pineapple upside down cake on top of the stove in the daytime, rice pilaf. And I had these 2 6-pound lobsters that I had to cook for this girl coming in here. If I had any shot, I had to be able to do it. After buying a brand new condo, guy outside blows up the gas line, something right off a TV. Boom, right outside. I go right across to the neighbor's house. I say, yo, look, I got this girl coming over. You know, y'all don't want to be in the way of this. Can I cook these lobsters? And they don't speak English. I say, you got to be kidding me. I go to the next neighbor. They not home either. So I'm thinking about these lobsters, man. I got to cook these lobsters. This girl, I got to have them. So only thing I could think of was the dishwasher.
That's right.
I put these lobsters in the dishwasher with some calamari, some Old Bay, and roll them up. And when she came off, man, I was ready to paint her toenails with my tongue. I was ready, baby. I was ready. She said,
how
are
the lobsters, though, man?
Hey, the lobster was the truth, man. From now on, I buy 2 dishwashers, one for dishes and one for lobster.
Now, could you imagine red lobster started cooking lobsters in the dishwasher?
Hey, man, if red lobster tried that, everything would taste the same like it does in red lobster anyhow sometimes. You know, right? But this here, I got a recipe, man. This thing here going to scare some people, man. I'm serious.
Now, you know, when I was approached by Robbie, who's a friend of yours, you guys met at camp years ago, right?
Oh, Robbie Glazer, my man still got the same amount of hair he had when he was 12.
Now, Robbie, I met him at Cindy's house, this mutual friend of ours. And Robbie's like, Max, you got to meet Daryl. You got to meet Daryl. The two of you are going to be crazy. And when I walked into the studio, Robbie was like, you two are like the odd couple.
Hey, man, we got the original odd couple down. Felix and Oscar ain't got nothing on us. Because we both clean. We both clean and we both cook, man. We got style.
And not only style, but we can cook, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like guys always talk about all this, oh, we can cook. You put them in the kitchen, then they have it, you know, they order in.
They have the box over in the corner all tied up. I'm telling my girl, I'm going to cook it right in front of your face. You're going to see it, and your tongue going to have to turn over and wring itself out because it's on. It's on.
That's like, right. Now, you know, when I was approached to meet you, I was like, I think I got to meet this guy because we're going to hit it off. We're going to take America by storm with a cooking show. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, who better to take America by storm with than Chocolate Thunder himself? So, you know,
Chocolate Thunder and Max, the chef, man, me and you, we could take this thing on the road. We could take this thing from house to house, school to school, church to church. This thing going to be hot, man. I'm telling you, it's steaming.
Steaming like the lobsters in the dishwasher, man.
I'm telling you, man. Hey, you'll never buy another lobster without thinking about a dishwasher. I'm guaranteed. They say, man, I'll be happy.
I'm definitely trying that this week. I'm gonna get that down. So we're gonna have a steam off lobster competition in the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
Then we'll get like GE to sponsor us. So we get some money rolling in. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah. Well, we gotta have cash. We gotta have some cash rolling
that.
In.
Now you know. Let me ask you a question. Because when we were having our meeting, we were all collaborating, getting our minds working on what we were gonna do. You came up with a concept like, you know, we should take this on the road and we should go to all these places. And the show, you know, and then we started speaking. I was like, how cool would it be when you and I, with our minds, we were like in tune that day. God had us working together.
Hey, man, our minds was clicking so fast together, you know. It was like popcorn, man.
It was. It was the Colonel himself.
The agent was looking at us. He was trying not to be too excited, but his head was turning real like real loves himself.
That's true. And you know what? When we came, you know, I don't remember if you mentioned it or I mentioned it. It was so like such a fog because there were so many ideas coming through. And we were like, you know what? Let's try to figure out something because I'm big into charity. And I know that you are so big into charity too.
Always into children with Down syndrome, hemophilia, cancer. You know, give kids a chance. No kid left behind. We talked about taking this thing on the road in the bus. We talked about taking this thing to the Baptist churches. There's got to be 1,000 Baptist churches and everybody eat every Sunday. I ain't never seen a skinny person come out of a Baptist church.
Something, you know, I'm born again. I don't know if you know that about me or not, but you
Now. Ain't no doubt. You show it.
But my church is in New York, Times Square Church. That's my church. But, you know, so it's funny because when we were talking about this, I was like, you know, we should go into the homes. And, you know, I'm kind of sick of all these cooking shows in the kitchen. Everyone is in the studio. Everyone's like, oh, you know, this and this. I'm like, let's go into the home where we can find a family who hasn't eaten in a week. That's the reality of America.
That was a great idea when you say, let's go up to New York. Let's go up to Harlem. Let's go up here to Long Island to see where these people ain't ate worth nothing all week. And we're going to prepare food right in front of them in their kitchen. Man, that is a slamming idea. That's on fire. I mean, we're going to pat that for somebody to take it and run with it, man.
So I'm not concerned about anyone taking anything and running with it because, you know, what God has for us, it is for us. So I'm not scared.
Hey, that's a fact. What he got for you can't nobody else get.
They can't touch. So I'm not worried in the least. So, you know, we put that out there. It's just planted the seed for us. You know, that's going to be our tree of growth right there. So we'll plant the seed here.
But, I like their confidence. This is what I'm talking about. Me and you supposed to be together, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
We're supposed to be doing this.
But listen, I want to talk about you real quick because I want to know some of the organizations that you're involved with because I would love to go to those organizations and, you know, meet those people and cook for them. So tell me some organizations that you're involved with.
We always involved with the children with Down syndrome. I have a 12-year-old daughter that's a Special Olympian. We always with the Miracle League where every kid, regardless of whatever handicap, my wife is the co-chairman of that. Man, you're talking about people with cancer. I lost a grandmother to cancer. I'm ready to go whenever you're ready to go, man. These charities, they got to have people out there that just put it on the front because everybody want to take the pocket line. We're trying to do the right thing. We're trying to get up front. We're even talking about going to help people with not too much health but about their blood pressure. You know, we can cook meals like that.
We can go up to
Novartis and talk to them about the blood pressure medication and how we want to cook and health food and Oriental and Italian. Man, I'm ready to roll when you're ready to roll.
Listen, we're not only going to roll, but we're going to rock and roll. And you know what? America's not even ready. They had the Chocolate Thunder breaking the backboards then. We're going to break the TV screens now. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking now, about breaking it from the top to the bottom and rocking them while we still got them.
That's the truth. Now, I know that you're a family man, right?
Oh, no doubt.
Now, I know, you know, when you told me you're between you and how many brothers and sisters do you have?
Man, I got 11. I'm one of 11 brothers and sisters, man.
And how many grandchildren? God bless your mother. Does she have to remember?
My mother
the names
got 53 grandkids, boy. She know them all by name. It don't get no better than that. except for the last two that just got here. She say, y'all two just got here. I know y'all by next year. They like, it's me, Grandma.
Now, I hear your mother, she's tall herself. How tall is your mom?
My mother is 6'1", about 190 pounds, 75 years old, man. This lady still get around like you would not believe.
And I heard she was your toughest coach.
Oh, man, she was tough, man. She was the dirtiest player I ever played against, man. I thought I wanted to be a boxer. Only time I ever been knocked out was by my mother. So I gave up that right away.
Right away?
I gave up to the boxer right away.
Right?
Mama rocked me, man. I believe this alone.
Yeah, LL Cool J knew what he was talking about. Mama's going to knock you out, right?
Hey, mama can knock you out when nobody else can. You know, because you go to mama, you know mama gonna get on you. You're wrong, but you're right. She might say in front of somebody, my boy didn't do that. But boy, she gets you behind the cone and put the body slam on you.
No, my mother, you know what my mother used to do to me? My mother would wait. She would wait a week. Mm. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, I would get it. She'd be like, that was for last week. That's
what?
How my mother did.
That's my grandma. My grandma beat you by 3 whippings in 1.
You see?
By the time you got through with the first one, you thought you was going to get your clothes back on. She said, oh, no, not yet, boy. Not yet.
Now, you know, there's, everyone knows YouTube, youtube.com, and YouTube has some fly clips of you. Let me tell you right now. You know, Daryl, I grew up in Italy mostly, so I wasn't really around for, you know, during my high school years and stuff, going through watching NBA and stuff. So I really missed out an era of you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when Rob sent me these things, he was like, you need to check him out. And all my friends were like, dude, you're going to get Daryl Dawkins on your show. I'm like, yeah. And I was like, that's such a big deal. I'm like, dude, I know him as the person. I met him the last week. Forgetting what he did and who he is and what he does. He's a cool guy. And then I'll put on your clips on YouTube.com. I was like, what?
Hey, man, I'm looking at YouTube and I'm saying to myself, I'm like, hey, man, that's me. You know, I'm the one rocking the backboard. I'm the one with a few recipes here. I'm the one here running around with these charities. Hey, you know, Max, being able to meet you, man, we gonna do great things. I see this in the future. Like you said, what God got for you, can't nobody else take away.
That's the truth. That's the truth. And you know what's going to be funny? I'm just thinking, like, I got all these show ideas already running ahead. We don't even need a producer. I got the shows going. I'm thinking we need to do the Dawkins family reunion. Get all of you up in the house and cook a meal for everybody. Let your mom get a break.
Oh, man, that's going to be like the clumps almost.
Right, we'll do sweeps week with Dad. We'll just get the whole, however many are you, 60 plus of you, 70 plus
it's,
of
it's
you.
It's going to be packed to the gills. Even the mice on the wall will be standing there with food left over for them. I'm looking forward to this, man.
And the dog's under the table, right?
Hey, the dog will be under the table. The dog will be so full, the dog will be like, I ain't even going outside today. I'm going to stay in the house.
No, I think it's
I'm
great.
Looking forward
and, you know,
to this, man.
Between your connections and my connections alone, you know, we were talking about this the other day. It's like, the show off the bat, you know, I was like, I'm going to have you on my radio show so we can talk about it, just so people can see the vibe that, you know, they can't see us right now. And this is just talking on the radio. But when we get together, it's going to be off the hook live on television. And we're going to tour
America. They ain't even ready for this, man. I mean, I wear something they ain't never seen. They seen a big guy in an orange suit. They seen a big guy in a Tita Pink suit. I do that because
all right.
I'm all about confidence. We got recipes that's just going to blow people out. I did socks, I'm telling you. Come ready to eat. Come with your own bionic fork because it's going to be on.
It is going to be on. And you know what? Listen, my uncle has a restaurant in New York, San Domenico, and we're going to get in that kitchen because you and I, we're going to do a little reel coming up. So I'm going to figure out those dates and we're going to get in that kitchen. And then after that, I promise you and everyone out there listening to the Max, we are going to have a show that's going to explode. It's going to rock the waves. People are going to go. All we can say, and that's all I can say, is people are not ready for this, Daryl.
People ain't ready for it, man. They can pull their socks up to their thighs, or they can pull their shoes down to their ankle. They ain't going to be ready for this, man.
Get some sock holders. You remember those old-fashioned ones you put on your thigh to hold up your socks?
Oh, yeah, tie a knot in them.
get a pair of those because your socks are going to be blown off. Now, you know, real quick, because I know it's late and it's Sunday night and you got your babies in bed, right?
Huh?
But, I just want to – it's like such an honor to have you on the show. So, you know, we got you up there. Actually, come here, Lily, real quick. My niece just walked in the room, so I'm going to have her say hi to you. Say hi there.
Hi, Hi, Daryl.
Hey, come on, sir.
That's the movie she's... ma lei è una cosa che è tremenda e io non capisco perché lei non dormire a questo punto. It's 11:30. You know she's Italian, right there at 11:30 up at night.
Yep.
But you know, I wanted to real quick talk about something that I found interesting with your basketball career. When every time you broke a backboard, they were going to charge you $5,000 or something ridiculous like that.
Hey man, they want to charge me $5,000 every time I broke a backboard, and then they turn around and use it as a commercial.
You know,
if we get this cooking thing going, man.
That's
every
the point
time
that
we
I'm
make
saying.
Somebody break their backbone, man. They make their
That's
backbone
right.
try to eat.
Break their baby backbones, baby back ribs.
That's right. Bring them baby back, break them back ribs.
Bring them back. You know, we're gonna rock the commercial wave soon. But
hey,
now
I'm
looking forward to it too. Now I want you to talk about real quick your book, because I know you got a book out there floating around.
Oh man, I this book here. I'm trying to tell you, man. Do not let 11 and 12 year olds read this book. This book talks about the Daryl Dawkins uncensored version, what it was like going all around the world in a see-through spaceship. And man, kids ain't ready for this. Give this to the adults first, and then let it break it down for the kids. It will entertain you. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry. But one thing it will do, you will eat. You will get some recipes out of there and make something so hot, the back of your head will be hot. I'm telling you.
That's the truth. Now, the book that you've written, what's the book that you have out on the shelves right now? What is the title of that book?
That's the uncensored version of Chocolate Thunder. Get it, read it. I guarantee you, you ain't laughed this hard in your life, man. You'll be laughing. You can get Amazon.com and Borders, and man, you'll be laughing so hard you'll say, this dude got to write another book. This ain't, he ain't through yet. I ain't through.
That's I know you're not through. That's the truth. But listen, what's in your future besides the cooking show? What do you have going on that you want everyone out there in the radio land to know about Daryl Dawkins? Where can we see you? What appearances do you have? What's going on for your future right now?
Well, you know, my future right now, the main thing I like to focus on is the cooking thing. I like to focus on traveling around with the military, going to Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Bosnia, trying to get all the troops back home, trying to help people get the blood pressure down with the borders, just trying to do the right things, you know, the right things for the kids. Let them know you can have anything you want, but nobody going to give it to you. You got to work for it. I'm working on all of it. And on top of this, my wife has a pastry chef, so I can't let her come on the show because she'll try to take the show over.
How tall is your wife?
My wife about 5'5" maximum with her high heels on.
Hey, right.
Funny thing, when I met my wife, she didn't have a calf in her thigh. No calf. Now we got to wear 5-inch high heels, and she actually got calves and thigh muscles.
Right, she got them working. But you know
we
what?
We got just her there.
You know, I know that you're big on bringing the troops home and that you're big on, you know, supporting them. We got to go take this show. We got to cook for them, man. We should go to Afghanistan and do a cooking show right out, live out of Afghanistan. I'm not scared.
Man, that'll blow them right off the tracks. And, you know, the way the military is doing now, trying to get these guys home, man, if we can go over there and do a cooking show, I guarantee you we have half of them coming back home with us.
That's the truth. And, you know, the sad thing is that they're there right now. So as they're there, because, you know, Election Day is coming up November 4th, so I just want to play everyone to vote the right, you know, vote what's on your heart. That's what I'm going to tell people. But could you imagine if we went there and we just fed them?
Well, that would be the biggest, that's the biggest show going right now. If we can go there to do a cooking show for them live right there, just before Election Day, and then bring them back home, this thing will go off the charts. Your ideas are unbelievable, man. We're on the right track here.
We are. And that this track is not going to falter. I got the truth for you right there.
Hey,
so
I'm all about the truth. You know, the truth will show enough to hurt you, boy. You got to show them the truth.
Let's do it. I'm ready. So listen, Daryl, I want to thank you so much for being on my show on To The Max on BBS Talk Radio. I'm going to have you on again in the future because in the future, not only are we going to have a TV show, I'm going to have a radio show, we're going to have everything going. And thank you so much. And
my pleasure, Max.
I thank your wife for letting you be able to stay up and be on the show and your kids for taking them away from you. Are your kids up or are they sleeping? Because it's Memorial Day. So big out.
Yeah.
Right now, Darren, I'm giving a big shout out to the troops on Memorial Day, right?
Yeah, big shout out. We're ready for y'all to come home. But be ready now, because we're going to come over there and feed you and bring you on back home with us, man.
That's the truth. So listen, Daryl, God bless you. Have a great night. I know it's 11:30 here on the East Coast. I got listeners, Daryl, all over the globe, because this radio station is broadcast internationally.
That's great.
So we got people listening all over the world. So we're ready to forget America. We're ready to take the world by storm, right?
We will take them by storm. They can't hold us back, man. We already got this.
They're not going to either. So I'm honored to have you on my show, to be in your presence. And let's rock and roll, man. We're going to get this cooking thing, bring it to a whole new level.
My pleasure to be on here with you, man. My pleasure to be on here with you. And you know what? They talk about cooking. They ain't seen no cooking to me and you get in the kitchen. It's going to be awesome.
You know what? And just the fact that we're talking now, it's like we can take this a whole, you know, it just doesn't have to be solely cooking, Daryl. We can take this to talk show / cooking. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm ready to roll when you're ready to roll, man. My wardrobe, my closet, like a bag of Skittles, man. I'm ready to pull something out of in a minute.
All right. And listen, mine is like a bag of Skittles, too. And the thing is, you know, we'll just call some people. We don't even need to use the stuff in our closet, Daryl, because we'll be so happy. We'll be like, listen, we want to give you stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
It's on. I'm rolling with that.
So let's get some free clothes at it.
It's going to take more to make mine. But, man, I'm telling you, Max, you got great ideas. You're a good person, man. Born again. I'm right there with you. Let's go ahead and rock this thing while we can.
And we're going to do it. Well, on that note, listen, I'll let you get back to being the family man, taking care. Go take care of your wife tonight.
I'm going to do that, man. And remember, thighs high.
Now, listen, I want you to sign off. What was the famous poem that you told everybody? That you're known for?
Oh, you're talking about the chocolate thunder flying, glass flying, babies crying, roots and bun toasting. Thank you, well, ma'am. I am jam. Hey, I'm out of here, baby.
All right, man. Well, peace out. So there we go. That was Daryl Dawkins, everyone. He just left us with a poem and a song. So I want to give him a big, big, big applause for Daryl Dawkins for being here on bbstalkradio.com with Max to the Max. So I'm actually really honored to have him on my show. He's a cool guy. And you can just feel our energy and our vibe together, man. So I'm really cool, man. I'm like so excited. I just had Daryl Dawkins, the NBA star, Chocolate Thunder himself, on the air. Now, in the future, when he comes on, I want to encourage you guys to call me at 818-602-4498. And not only can you talk to me, but you can talk to who you don't even know who I'm going to have on the show. And I'm glad that Daryl Dawkins was the first person to have on the show. You know, first celebrity, I should say, to have on the show. And I'm going to have many more in the future. So be prepared, because To The Max is going to take it to the storm. So listen, while we're talking about this, I want to tell you guys, happy Memorial Day. You know, Amtrak.com is the way to go. I'm not a big train person because I love to drive. But Amtrak.com, I heard that we're just going to take the show. We finished one segment. We're going to jump right into the next one. So I heard that AAA said about 385,000 people are not driving because of gas. That is too high. To break it down, people, I kind of did some math for y'all. And actually, it's not that bad. It's going to cost you about $1,200 to $1,500 extra a year. I know it sounds like a lot, but if we consider where we are right now, that's, you know, put a couple dollars aside every week for gas, and by the end of the year, you'll pay for it. So I know it looks like prices are high and everything, but if you don't want to drive, check out Amtrak.com, because you can definitely find some cool, cool places to go. Why not sit back and enjoy the ride? Speaking of enjoying the ride and sitting back, you could also go on Delta.com and find a ticket, or Captain Michael Antonori flies the friendly skies with who is he on? He is with Continental Airlines. Now, speaking of going on a plane and going places, this week, this Thursday, May 29th, is the Taste of Edinburgh Festival. After last year's sellout crowd, the Taste of Edinburgh returns for another year. The best restaurants in Edinburgh showcase their best dishes in the meadows. The event begins on May 29th and continues through June 1st. Go on Google and check out, type in the Taste of Edinburgh, Edinburgh Festival. Something really cool going on over there. Man, I had Daryl Dawkins on the show. Chocolate Thunder. I still can't get it. The guy's off the hook. So, all right. Also, speaking about sports, I'm a big horse person. You all found out last week. But there is the Berenberg. I hope I said it right. Berenberg. Berenberg. Polo Derby. Friday, May 30th, 2008 at 12 p.m. The Berenberg. I'm going to get this all wrong. Here we go. The Berenberg Polo Derby. All right. Marks the beginning of the polo season in Hamburg Polo Club in Klein-Flontbeck. I don't even know how I said that, but there you go. The Derby hosts the elite of the polo world. That's all I'm concerned about. They're going to be the elite of the polo world there. Enjoy the polo atmosphere on May 30th through June 1st, and then again through June 6th through June 8th. For more information, go to www.pegasusevents.de. That's Pegasus, PegasusEvents.de. There you go. Now, I got to tell you all, last week I had a phone call from Brian, and he said, Max, I don't know who you got Nikki Bloom on the show, but let me tell you something, guys. Nikki Bloom, she told you all my personal, I'm like a little bit embarrassed. All right, actually, we got a phone call, so let's take the phone call right now. If we can get this person online, Sam, what do you think? I tell you. Okay, I was supposed to tell the U.S. that my political guru is in D.C. banging the president. Tune in next week for the full report. And you can tell them that she can't talk now. Nikki Bloom can't talk right now. All right, hold on. Let's see. I think I'm going to get a phone call in. So what's going on here? Hey, this is Max, and you're on To The Max. Who's this?
This is Rob G, Max.
Rob, what's going on? Everyone, Rob is the connection between Daryl and I. So there you go. What's up, Rob? What you doing?
First of all, happy Memorial Day to everybody out there. You Absolutely. And Daryl were hot, my friend. Hot.
Thank you. Thank you.
You guys got unbelievable vibes. You got some serious chemistry there. And I'm telling you, you guys are going to take the world by storm.
I think so, too. You know, and you saw us. You know, it was early in the morning, and I'm not really a morning person, and Daryl had to drive, and you know what, he's got four kids. I'm sure that he was a little tired too, but we, you know, what we got going on, forget the morning, it's going to just rock the world. Rob, what do you think?
I mean, listen, I had a vision some 20 years ago with Daryl getting involved with cooking, and it just wasn't right with timing. Timing's everything. And then, you know, having you and I get introduced, and then it just hit me, no-brainer. You guys are no-brainers. The chemistry's there. The celebrity rosters, the relationships that you have, it was just a matter of time. And I'm telling you, once we get this reel rocking, we send it out there to some networks, I'm telling you, no limits.
There are no limits. You know what I'm talking about? Especially with Daryl, 6'11", you can't have a limit because he's already in the sky. You know what
Let
I
me
mean?
Let me tell you, he is a big boy.
He is. When I walked in, I was like, the two of us, I was telling you when we were walking on the street, I was like, I'm going to need a stepping stool just to stand next to him, just so we can get the right camera angle. Because God bless the cameraman that's got to shoot us, because he's going to figure out, we got to figure out a height thing there.
I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, I met Daryl when he was 17 years old, went directly from high school to the NBA, and back then it was unheard of. I mean, on the highlight videos on TV, Shaq, who I mean is the biggest star right now in the NBA, or one of them, you know, gives Daryl all the credit, because it was Daryl who led the way for breaking backboards and the power dunking. Daryl is a ambassador to the NBA. He's known worldwide. And you've got to meet him in just a couple of days. He's just a down to earth, genuine guy.
Yeah.
He's just a sweetheart of a guy. And
absolutely,
it's just amazing. It really, he's just a great guy. And again, team him up with you, all the charity work that you do. It's just a formula for success. There's no doubt.
It sure is. Well, listen, I want to thank you for calling in, and thank you for the introduction, man, because I know that this is going to go by storm. You know, we're going to have something very special going on, and thank you so much. And I want to thank Cindy. I know she's listening too, so you want to say hi to Cindy, Rob?
Big shout out to Cindy and Doc Stewie. Hope he's feeling a little better. And
I know. Let's talk about that. My man, he bought these Harleys. Gets into an accident, right? And he's a pain doc. I'm going to have him on the show, Rob. I'm going to have him on the show. But, you know, now he's like, the man just wants his bikes. And everyone's like, beat him up. They're like, no, we don't want you to ride anymore. Give the man his pleasure, right? Let him have his bikes.
Hey, listen, I think it's a marketing ploy. He you know, he's faking the injury, and he wants people to see how he helped himself heal.
You know what? I never even thought about that. And you are so right. The man is on a mission for his company.
I saw him this morning on running on 441. He was running like he was running Forrest Gump miles, like 2 minute miles.
Oh, was he on Forrest Run? And Cindy was like, run, run, Stewie, run.
Yo, all right, I'm out of here, Max. Peace out.
I'll talk to you. I'm going to go out to the Max. Thanks for calling in. And I'm going to talk to you soon. Actually, we're going to be see you. We'll get in touch about when we're going to get this thing going in the kitchen. All right.
Peace out, my brother.
I'll talk to you later,
man. I'll see you soon.
All right. Good night.
Take care. Bye.
All right. So what I was saying, guys, is I had a phone call from Brian in Connecticut. And he's like, listen, your guru, Nikki Bloom, who, you know, you're self-appointed my woman of the – my Fox. She's like my Fox Live Wire, my CNN. She's my political advisor. Got the date wrong for voting. Everyone, voting is November 4th, not November 5th. So please – don't email me anymore with Nikki got the date wrong on voting in America. Election day, everyone, is November 4th this year. It's the first Tuesday of the year. So back to where we were, traveling and going places. There is, I want to talk about a place in California. Go to BH for Beverly Hills, bhrentacar.com. Let me tell you something. I think I spoke about this on my last show. I don't remember, though. BH Rent-A-Car. You could rent Phantoms, Ferraris, Eldorados. Check them out. Cool place when you're in L.A. to rent a fly car. Now, I also want to tell you guys about what's going on. Check out San Domenico, New York. SanDominicoNewYork.com. Go see the lovely Marissa May. They are closing but moving, so I got to let you all know that. The last day is the 15th. They are actually at San Domenico, New York, SanDomenicoNewYork.com. There's a cocktail party there the 29th of this month from 6 to 9. Check that party out. Also, I got to tell you guys, you know, I had an experience the other night. Now, I'm 29 years old. Let's go back about 10, 11, 12 years ago. I don't know. And I used to go out with my sister all the time. We were big time into Fashion Week and going out to the clubs and having a good time and everything. There were no problems. Ropes were open. I had my own TV show. It wasn't an issue. Everyone was like, let's do this. Let's rock and roll. Come to our club. Now, the other night, I was out with my friend Annie and Hillary, Marissa and Michael. We were all out. And Hillary, Marissa and Michael, they were in a New York taxi, a form of transportation in New York. And they got to the club before us. And I was like, let's just park. Annie and I were walking around, whatever. We parked. We were going to go in the club. I'll tell you the club because I'm a little bit disappointed with the behavior of these people. And I want to hear from you guys. Call in 818-602-4498. The place is called Upstairs. It's in New York. And I really don't like trashing people or places. And I'm not going to trash a place because it's a great place. But, you know, I was a little bit disappointed because when we got to the front door, the bouncer, the doorman, whatever, mind you, there was no one there. It was a quiet night. Had this attitude. Now, I want to talk to you people in the future about experiences that you had with bouncers and doormans and whatnot of clubs and how I just think it's so disrespectful that these people, you know, judge. I understand it's for a club, but they judge you and they won't let you in. And, you know, the guy was looking at us, got out of a fly car, I got to tell you, and looked at my friend Annie and I, and my friend Michael was upstairs who was figuring everything out and was like, give me a minute. You don't need a minute to figure things out. Just open the rope and let us in. And I really didn't care, and I don't think Annie cared that we were going. Where am I going with this story? I don't know. But all I know is that doormen, bouncers at clubs, stop being disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Because, I was told this a long time ago. The asses that you kick on the way up are the ones that you kiss on the way down. And you never know who's going to be walking into your club. So just be careful. I'm letting you all know right now. Be careful. Moving along. Wow. There's so much. My favorite thing. Everybody, I was at the Emmys. And they gave us, it's called Vojo Energy. Check out VojoEnergy.com. They are breath mints that will give you energy. The things are so good. I got this fly box that they come in. It's like a little briefcase and a suitcase. It's so cool. And they taste so good. There's all different flavors. I'm going to open the box right now and tell you the flavors that I have. My Vojo Energy comes in citrus and peppermint. Those are the two flavors that I have right now. I'm actually going to have one. They are so good. And they are sugar-free. They have, I don't know what they have, vitamin C. There's just a whole bunch of things in here. And I'm eating one right now. They're so good, so good. Now, listen, everybody. I want to get Stacy on the line. So, Sam, you can get Stacy on line as I eat my Vojo Energy pills. They're not pills. They're breath mints. Let's get Stacy on line so we can talk about fashion. Everyone knows Stacy. She's my fashion expert. So let's get Stacy on the line. And let me tell you, everyone, check out. I got to give happy birthday shout outs. Happy birthday to Dolly. Happy birthday to Rowena. Happy birthday to Filippo Ricci. His father is Stefano Ricci. Check out their website, StefanoRicci.com. The most beautiful, handsome, well-tailored men clothes, Stefano Ricci. I love to wear their stuff. I have a few pieces. And StefanoRicci.com. Happy birthday. Well, buon compleanno, Filippo. Hey, what's going on? It's Max. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing so well. Listen, I want to have – this is Stacy, everyone. Stacy, drop your website for me.
Hey, everybody. It's Stacy Angela. The website is www.stacyangela.com.
All right. And Stacy, what's going on? What are the fashion trends you see for this week?
Oh, everything is so beautiful. So many people are traveling. The kids are getting out of school. The fashion is really amazing. From the sandals to the swimwear, people are getting extremely, extremely creative with the swimsuits. The one pieces are just amazing.
Summer's here. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. Summer is here. Everyone, I just want to remind everyone, please, if you're drinking tonight, stay over at a friend's house. Don't drive. But so yeah, what do you see? You know what I'm talking about, Stacey? Everyone's just like going crazy with this drinking and driving stuff, and I'm a big advocate.
Yes.
So the most fashionable thing, I think this is our fashion trend of the week. What do you think? The most fashionable thing, if you're drinking, don't drive. That's in fashion, right,
absolutely.
Stacey?
Please, be safe, everyone out there.
Now, you know what? I want to tell you something, Stacey. I met, you know Richie Rich from Heatherette?
Oh, I love him. He was so cool.
All right,
well,
everyone, check out www.ricchandrains.com. That's the Heatherette website. Richandrains.com.
Nice.
Let me tell you, not only is he so talented and creative, we went to dinner at this cool little place. I'm actually going to drop that too. Why not, right? It's called The House in New York. But
absolutely.
The nicest guy, let me just tell you, Stacey, he's like one of the nicest. You know, I meet so many people in the industry, and you know them too. The nicest guy in the fashion industry, like polite and nice and humble and real and just a cool guy. I was like so thrown back of, you know, you see this image of people, you know, and like you think, you know, you perceive them as one thing. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, we were all having dinner. I was like, this is the coolest guy I've ever met in the fashion industry.
You know what? I met him at, in 2006, at VH1 Save the Music event. Mm-hmm. And he was so nice. Like, and I had the same vibe from him, too. Like, initially, you feel like maybe he's going to be a little bit standoffish. And he was, his spirit was so beautiful.
Yeah, no, he's a cool, cool guy. So I met him. And, you know, he's coming out with a shoe line.
Really?
Yeah, so we got to check. I'm going to have him on the show these days.
I got to check that out. I definitely have to check that out. And I heard, this is interesting enough, that he was supposed to be coming out with a store with Jenna Jameson in the city called the General Store.
You know what? I don't doubt it. And you know, he's going to be doing a high-end line too now, like a couture line. I heard he's supposed to be doing a couture line too.
Oh, I mean, that's not far-fetched. I've always thought this stuff really had that hands-on approach anyway. The colors are amazing. How they did, everything was so hand done. Like, you could definitely see the detail. Like, there was time taken into each piece, and I can definitely respect that and them for that.
Now, listen, who's your designer of the week?
Ooh, my designer of the week. Dang, wow. So many out there right now. Well, I love Stella McCartney all day long because what she's always been consistent with the environment and doing really hot pieces. But at the same time, not hurting animals or not sacrificing anybody or harming any animals in any capacity. So I love her, and I always love her for that.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's on the green trend right now, but she's always been on that trend.
She's been on it. Now, that's your designer of the week. My designer of the week, you know what? I'm going to say simple, Ralph Lauren, man, because I just bought this fly jacket from him. And you know what? It's
classic.
Like,
I bought
this stuff a lot. Yeah. You know, and I love his purple label, so I'm going with him. But let me ask you a question now. What is your fashion trend of the week?
The gladiator sandals. They're so flattering on everybody. I'm talking from metallic ladies out there. The metallics are super hot in the gladiator sandals. They have them as far as cutting all the way wrapped around your legs or whatever. It looks really, really sexy, very hot. And then you have the very simple ones, just in the simple black, just to complement any outfit. But that's definitely the trend, the must-have for the summer.
All right. Did you see the movie 300, by the way?
Yes, I did.
Now, those that woman wore some fly clothes in there, and I know definitely that 300 had a lot to do with the trend for this summer. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. Everything is so Grecian, from the sandals to the dresses and so forth. I mean, we could just check the CFDA event that they had the other day, and everybody was just utterly beautiful in that whole look.
They were the wives of gladiator men.
For sure.
All right. Listen, I love that you're back on the show. I think it's fun. I'm going to have you call you from time to time.
Oh, I love you. Any support you need, I'm down.
Thank you. You know Rowena, the photographer, right?
That's my girl, yes.
It's her birthday this week.
Oh, really? She usually has her party. She had it there. I don't know if I should say it on air, but is she doing that this year?
I don't know, but you know what? It's her birthday, and so I know that you know her. That's why I brought her up. So big happy birthday to Rowena.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. So when you don't forget it's her birthday, and you know, God bless her and wish her well on her birthday. But listen, I heard a quote that I want to leave you with, because you know, fashion not only resembles clothes and not only translates into clothes, but I think it also trans into you know what I want to talk to you about real quick? I went to this club the other night, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a quiet night. It was like a Wednesday night or something. And we got to the club. My friends were already there. They came downstairs. And the bouncer was like so nasty. You know, he's like, he wanted to show his authority for a minute. And he's like, I want you guys to, he's like, hold on, I need to talk to someone real quick. What do you think of the bouncer's behaviors at the door towards, you know, towards people? You know, with me, myself, I told everyone that, you know, like, I don't have a problem going into clubs, and getting into clubs is not the problem. But, you know, when that attitude comes up, I just looked at my friend Annie, who was with me, and I was like, you know what, Annie? We're leaving. It was like one of these moments that I don't, you know, what is your outtake on these people, on their decision-making?
See, I'm from the outside. I'm a fashion designer, everybody, a stylist, but I started out in this business being a promoter at different clubs, working with bouncers regularly and security and so forth. And, okay, you want everybody to feel safe, but in the same breath, sometimes some of these people, they really want to be front and center. They really want to be the promoter, and they have some of that desire in them. So when they get a chance to be in the door, now, I'm not hating on anybody for all you nice bouncers out there.
Right, I say that's the nice ones, the wrong ones.
The nice ones, I'm not talking about you guys, but I think it's like a power, almost like a Napoleon complex within them. They need to show their power in some capacity, so that's the way they get an opportunity to do it.
Yeah, well, you know, I said before, earlier in the show, I said the asses that you kick on the way up are the ones you kiss on the way down. You know what I mean?
Oh, you never know. You never know. The person, and everybody remember this, the person who was your assistant may be your boss.
That's the truth, especially now.
In some other capacity, because I know that's how I started getting, I got my start in the business of volunteering and doing all the grunt work and running errands, but that's where I learned everything.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a quote, you know, there's a quote that I heard, and it's the quote that's going to be for my week this week. And I wanted to share it with you because I know that it's a good thing. So it says, laugh when you can, apologize when you should, and let go of the things you cannot change.
That needs to be the quote for the year. Because I'm sure we all work on that, you know, our forgiveness and really to making sure that a really good friend of mine, he's always like, you know, you never know if we're going to ever pass this way again. You know what I mean? So we definitely need to not take our time for granted and start following our dreams.
And be stylish doing it, right? And be stylish doing it.
Exactly. Be fly doing it, too.
Everyone's like, life is short, play hard. Everyone's like, life is short, play hard. I'm like, life is short, dress right.
I know. Be fabulous while you're doing it. Let people, like, turn their heads when you walk by.
You know what I'm saying? That's the truth right there. Well, listen, thank you so much for being on To The Max on BBS Talk Radio. I'm going to have you on from time to time. Drop your website again.
Oh, my website is www.stacyangela.com. That's www.stacyangela.com. And you can definitely check me out at Swimsuit Fashion Week this year. Help
All right.
Coming.
When is Swimsuit Fashion Week?
July 17th through July 23rd.
And where is it going to be held?
It's going to be held in Miami at the Raleigh Hotel. That's where a lot of the shows are happening. But there are going to be parties all over South Beach.
All right, we're going to definitely talk about it. I'm definitely going to be there if I'm in Florida to support you. So,
definitely. Cool.
You know, we'll figure that out. But, and listen, you know, I'm really good friends with Eva LaRue and Emily Proctor from CSI Miami. So I don't know, maybe we can get them in some of your bathing suits. You know what
That'd
I'm talking
hot.
About?
We're going to be doing heavy shooting out there, definitely.
So let's try to work amazing. That out. But all right, cool, fantastic. Well, have a wonderful night. Thank you so much for being on my show.
And you know and, I love you, absolutely.
And listen, is there anything else you want to plug real quick while you're on? Anything happening this week in the city that you think people need to go to?
Well, all you ladies out there who are traveling, Saint-Tropez, Cannes, wherever, if you need a hot, custom-made crochet swimsuit, definitely check me out at www.stacyangela.com. Shoot me an email to info@stacyangela.com.
And now, where's the store? Isn't there the store in Jersey, too, that you're at?
I'm working with a woman by the name of Wanda Moore at Laymore Boutique. It's her boutique, but I do my customized service out of her boutique.
Fantastic. And, well, check out, what's the name of the store again? What's the name of the store?
The name of the store is Laymore Boutique. That's Laymore Boutique. It's 461 Valley Street in Maplewood, New Jersey. Cute location.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Stacey, for being on my show. Have a blessed night. I'm going to talk to you. Hey, did you hear I had Daryl Dawkins on the show tonight? Remember the NBA basketball player that used to break the backboards?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I had him on tonight. So check out YouTube.com. Really? Yeah, it was a cool interview. We're actually going to be doing a cooking show together. So I had him on tonight. But check out YouTube.com. And, you know, he's breaking all the backboards. Chocolate Thunder. He's a cool guy. So I just wanted to plug him again.
That's cool.
All right, well, listen, have a blessed night. And when I have Richie Rich on the show, hopefully very soon, I'm going to have you on too, so we'll have a forum.
Absolutely. Let's do this.
All right. Good night, Stacey.
All right. Take care, Max.
Bye-bye. So there you go. You see, not only is To The Max going to be a forum for everyone, it is a forum. We are set, everyone. I'm on my fourth show. This is my fourth Sunday. I'm live every Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time, 8 LA time. And let me just tell you all, I take the show on the road with me because I'm going to be going to Italy soon. So as long as I got my computer with me and this fantastic headset that I'm wearing, I can broadcast to you from wherever I am. I encourage you to call in 818-602-4498. And I've got a special treat in some shows coming up for you. I'm actually going to have some other hosts from bbstalkradio.com be my guests on the show. So, you know, one hand washes the other. We're going to help each other. And I think it's going to be fun to have a lot of things to talk about. Speaking of radio shows, teentalklive.net. is my friend Chelsea's show for all you teens out there and for all you parents who are listening to my show late at night and you want a place for your kids to go to, go to teentalklive.net. That's teentalklive.net. Chelsea is off the hook. She's going to be coming up to New York. We're going to have some good fun times. Chelsea and I in New York City when she comes up here. And I want to say hi to my friend Bridget out there. Bridgie, what's up? It's Max, and you're listening to The Max. I love you, and I miss you, and I hope to see you real soon. Also, let me tell you guys, I found a place in Connecticut called Burgers, Shakes, the letter N, Fries. So check them out. Burgers, Shakes, N, Fries. B-U-R-G-E-R-S-S-H-A-K-E. I always say key instead of K. So let me start over. Burgers, BURGERSSHAKESNFRIES.com. Check out Corey, the most amazing place to get your munch on. The burgers are off the hook. The shakes will shake your booty. And the fries will make you feel like you are just in heaven. So check out Corey. He's a graduate from Cornell University. Smart guy. He's been in the hospitality industry for over 15 years. Has a fantastic little place in Koskob, Connecticut. That's 302 Delavan Avenue in Greenwich, actually. Greenwich, Connecticut, Koskob, Connecticut, all the same. Check out that place, 302 Delavan Avenue in Greenwich, Connecticut. Burgers, Shakes, and Fries, off the hook. Great menu. Great place to get your munch on. I go there all the time. And I'm going to go there tomorrow for lunch. So I hope, Corey, that you're open tomorrow so I can get my munch on at Burgers, Shakes, and Fries in Greenwich, Connecticut. You guys, listen, it's a lot of fun being here on To The Max on bbstalkradio.com. Yeah, that quote again was, laugh when you can, apologize when you should, and let go of the things that you cannot change. I know if you take that motto into your life, it will really be something that will change your life and inspire you. This show, I'm going to be, you know, I think it's really nice to inspire people. So I'm being told that it's time to wind down, and I'm so wound up that I had Daryl Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder himself, on the air tonight. Nikki Bloom, I know you're in D.C. You're getting all the gossip for me out there. So when you come back, I want all the political gossip, even though you got November 5th as the election day, when it's really the first Tuesday of the month, so of November. So everyone, that will be, I'm going to tell you right now, November 1st, Tuesday 4th. Go out and vote. And thank you all for listening to the Max. It's going to be some fun shows coming up. 11 p.m. on bbstalkradio.com. Again, check it out if you want to be a host like me and have Daryl Dawkins on your show. It could happen. It happened right here with me, and it could happen there with you. Forget breaking news. I have no time for it tonight. I'm sure we'll have more breaking news like we have every day, so we'll talk about that next Sunday night on BBS Talk Radio at To The Max. And check out San Domenico. Their days are coming to a closure, but they will be moving. And I'm going to drop you all with... real quick before I go, opentable.com. If you need to make reservations, go there. It's any restaurant. They've got great restaurants, great places to eat, and it's like your own personal assistant in making dinner reservations for you. Opentable.com. I love the place. I love the place. I love the site. How can I love the place? It's a site. But it's kind of weird how sites are becoming places in my mind, like bbstalkradio.com is no longer a site. It's a place. It's where my show is, and it's where some other great shows are. So definitely check them out. You guys, you're listening to The Max on BBS Talk Radio. We're live every Sunday night. And I'm going to leave you again with laugh when you can, apologize when you should, and let go of the things you cannot change. I want to thank Rob for calling in. I want to thank all my listeners out there. And I want to thank the infamous, who's going to be even more famous when we get the cooking show on the road, Daryl Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder himself, NBA star, was here on To The Max. And so are all of you listening. God bless. Good night. And here we go. Sam, wind it up. And let's take it.
You're listening to The Max.
To The Max.
Only on BBS Talk Radio.